بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا شارف وبلا وشيخ يا والرومي وقت تبريد دورة تبريد زمان رومي وقت الشعكي محمد اختتاب نور الله وقدر نتاك الحياة سكون الدل contentment of the heart. اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا, اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا, خدا کی سرکشی سے خود خوشی ہے مال و دولت میں, خدا کی سرکشی سے خود خوشی ہے مال و دولت میں, کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا, سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقویٰ پر, سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقویٰ پر, بدون حکم خدا سائی صدا پھر کیسے پا جاتا, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا, اگر پٹرول کی مانند ہوتا یہ سکون دل, اگر پٹرول کی مانند ہوتا یہ سکون دل, زمین میں کر کے بورنگ اس کو ہر کافر بھی پا جاتا, زمین میں کر کے بورنگ اس کو ہر کافر بھی پا جاتا, بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل, بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل, گناہوں سے سکون پاتا تو کیوں پاگل کہا جاتا, گناہوں سے سکون پاتا تو کیوں پاگل کہا جاتا, بچو گندے عمل سے امردوں سے دور ہو جاؤ, بچو گندے عمل سے امردوں سے دور ہو جاؤ, اگر یہ فعل اچھا تھا خدا پتھر نہ برساتا, نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا, نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا, کیوں اگر جذبے کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی صدا پاتا, اگر جذبے کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی صدا پاتا, میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستان درد سے اختر میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستان درد سے اختر مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سے سرکش کو دبا پاتا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عباد الذین اصطفى. اما بعد, this beautiful بیان of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah رومی وقت تبریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ, حضرت, in this بیان is giving us what every person in this world is looking for. But sadly, people are paying so much of money looking for this, but it doesn't lie there. And so beautifully Hazrat has presented the prescription for us and the dosage for us free of charge. But as our Hazrat explains to us so beautifully, that all our solutions, Allah Ta'ala has made it for us very simple, very easy, very practical, but because, and it is virtually, you don't have to pay anything for it. But because it's so cheap, it's so easy, we can't understand it. We, Shaitan has fooled us with all sophisticated terms, etc. Today, if you ask any person, what you looking for in life? Says, I want peace, contentment, a nice, comfortable life. And as our Hazrat has taught us, that Allah has given us a deen according to our desire. Every person desires that I have this peace, this contentment. And every person is looking for it where it does not lie. Where it lies, Hazrat explains there so beautifully, sukoon e dil, the peace and contentment of the heart, which the whole world cannot pay for. Allah Ta'ala has kept it at a simple, in a simple way for us. اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا. Where does it lie? To learn how to control our haram passion and desires, which takes us all towards evil, corruption, and takes us into the environment of Jahannam, which is full of misery, and a person thinks he's going for enjoyment. But Hazrat explained that Allah Ta'ala made it incumbent upon us. Allah Ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. That, O people, first of all, recognize Allah. Bring iman. Have firm conviction. Allah is our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher. Now build a contact with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and that is taqwa. In other words, learn how to control your haram passion and desires for the pleasure of Allah, and where you'll get this, kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Be with the true pious servants of Allah. And when Allah is commanded, Allah will keep every time on the face of the earth, Allah will keep the pious servants of Allah. We have to go into the gatherings, and Allah has made it so simple today. We don't even have to go and look around where the pious servants are. Allah has made these beautiful majalis available for us to come and take those special tablets and the special dosages, what every person is looking for, how to control our passion and desires. Hazrat says, if I didn't come to the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then, and I didn't take the medicine, one is to come in the majlis and one is to take the medicine. As Hazrat explains to us, that beautiful prescriptions are given, but if we go to the doctor and we get the best prescription, and we even buy the medicine, but we put it in a showcase, and we don't take it, then how is it going to benefit us? And what height of stupidity. So like myself, I come here, Allah Ta'ala brings us here, But the prescription that we get, I must see myself first of all, most weak in it, how much are we practicing upon it? And that is why we can't find the peace and contentment and happiness. Hazrat says, if I didn't come to the friends of Allah, that He spend time and company in the presence of my Shaykh and take the medicine that He has given me, then it would have been extremely difficult to bring the nafs of mine, the passion of my and desires, which is just pulls a person towards the disobedience of Allah. It will be very, very difficult to bring it under control. Allah Ta'ala reminds us that Allah has created us in such a way, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Allah has made us so balanced that we have got strong inclination towards haram, but Allah has given us the ability of taqwa also. But how to use that taqwa, how to sharpen our brakes, etc., Allah said that you'll have to come in the company of the sadiqeen. You'll have to be in their company, otherwise, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي. The Nabi of Allah, who is Masoom, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, is saying that I can never ever make claim that I can control my own passion and desire. If it is not the mercy of Allah, because the nafs of ours are such, لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِسُّ. It doesn't just command you towards haram, it doesn't just whisper in your ears, very strongly it pulls you towards haram. But regularly, as you come in the company of the friends of Allah, we take our medicine, making the zikr of Allah, following the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See how easy it becomes to control one's passion and desires. Otherwise, Hazrat says that see the results of people who made araita man ittakhadha ilahu hawa. Did you see those stupid idiots who made their passion and desires their god? Wajallahu Allahu ala ilm. Despite they think they got lot of knowledge and even knowledge of deen, but how they went astray and taking others astray. So Hazrat is explaining what is that takes a person astray. Khuda ki sarkashi se khud kushi hai maal wa daulat mein. Kabhi Allah walo se nahi aisa suna jata hai. That we see in the disobedience of Allah, in not controlling the haram passion and desire, and Allah has been so kind. Allah knows our weak understanding. Allah made those things which are very harmful for us, Allah made it haram. They just stay far away from that. But myself, we see the condition of insan. It has been explained, al-insanu harisun fima munia. That insan, our nature is such. What we are prohibited for, we become greedy in that. That is why we have to learn from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radiallahu used to say, if you want evil to stop, don't talk about it. Today, like foolish people, we make a big ho-ho-ha of big conferences, drug awareness conferences, etc., which people don't even know the names, now they want to find out about it. Like it is said, if you're passing a billboard which is it's not nice, don't tell your children, don't look. They are going to look. Just keep quiet, change the subject, talk about something good. So Hazrat is explaining that you find when you fall in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you think you're going to enjoy life, you'll get lot of enjoyment, you'll have pleasures, you'll have a nice house, a nice car. But Hazrat says, khud kushi hai maal aur daulat mein. That today the whole world is in turmoil, looking for peace and happiness in a big business, in this deal, in that profession, in going and studying in the universities. But we find what is the statistics in the world. The more a person goes away from the obedience of Allah, the more he falls into depression, and then into tablets, and then into injections, and finally he takes his life. And as our Dara Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah explained so beautifully, that a person thinks, if I take my life, I'll have relief. But when he goes into the qabr and he sees, oh, the matter is worse, then where are we going to run to? So we have to run now. Allah says, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run towards Allah, that is the friends of Allah. They will teach us how to run to Allah. Because Hazrat says, kabhi Allah walo se nahi aisa suna jata. You never ever heard the friend of Allah. He can be how sick. He can have how much problems outwardly, what is children, etc. But never ever does he think of committing suicide. He'll bear it patiently. We see the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the pious servants, what test Allah Ta'ala didn't put upon them. The test of people of the world is very minor. The test that Anbiya, and as Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the most severe test comes upon the pious servants. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I had the most severest test. And if you want to walk in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah is going to test us. But how to pass through those tests? Come and take the medicine here, then we will learn. And as that explains, you will get the medicine of that peace and contentment. In outward turmoil, which people will think you in turmoil, your heart will be at ease. And outwardly, which people looks like they're enjoying life, when ask them, you won't find a person in the world that say, I've got peace and contentment. Because the peace and contentment, so beautifully Hazrat has mentioned, Sukune dil utarta hai falak se ahl taqwa par. Bajune hukme khuda sains da fir kaise pa jata hai. That just peace and contentment of the heart, it descends directly from Allah Rabbul Izzat. And where does Allah Ta'ala send it down? Ahl taqwa par. Upon the true pious servants of Allah. That is why Allah said, be with them. You just be with them and you'll see, you feel how, what peace and enjoyment in that gathering. And then if you start taking, Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِي أَنْزَلَ السَّكِينَةِ. It is Allah who sends down that sakina. And sakina is not some auntie that we have to look for and think we'll get peace there. There you'll get misery. Here you'll get that sakina which Allah Ta'ala says, the medicine you will learn, أَلَّا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَتْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Open your ears attentively. With the zikr of Allah, in other words, it will start on the tongue, but that zikr must go fi zikrillah. You must become soaked in the obedience of Allah. The more you become soaked in the obedience of Allah, like a fish in the water, when you're in the right environment, you're in peace. Whatever turmoil, fitness can be happening in the world, whether it's World Cup, whether it's there, it doesn't affect you. And you see your life is peace and contented. Hazrat says that Allah has kept us in the control of Allah. That the scientists, without the command of Allah, they can't even drill into the ground. Like today they have made all what sophistication Allah has given, the ability to what all their different technologies, they pick up exactly where there's this oil mine, where there's that gas or mine, etc. And they start creating havoc on the earth. And they drill there to take out all the resources. This is such a resource which everybody needs and looking for. But just Allah Ta'ala has kept. And Allah has put in the hearts of the friends of Allah Ta'ala. And if we come in that with the right intention to get that kafiyat ihsan, that special connection with Allah, you'll see it will start coming in the heart. Agar petrol ke maangin hota ye sukune dil, zameen mein karke boring usko har kafir bhi pa jata. Hazrat says, if Allah had to keep this, Allahu Akbar, this special treasure, if Allah also had to keep it like the oil mines and the platinum mines all in the ground, etc., you'd see these kafirs very quick, they would have, with their technology, found out, oh, there is this mine of sukune dil, of peace and contentment. Let's go drill there and start selling it. But nobody can do this. This Allah Ta'ala is kept, and we see Allah Ta'ala what is necessary for every human being. Allah Ta'ala has kept it in Allah's control. And Allah made it so easy. For example, oxygen. No government can control it. No council can control it. And then what is more necessary than oxygen? The kalima la ilaha illallah. That contact with Allah. Allah made it so easy. And particularly for us, this ummah, Allah made it very easy for us. But unfortunately, myself, unmindful of this, and we think, no, the real jewels, and we think the real wealth is in all the oil mines, gold mines, diamond mines. There's no enjoyment today if you got no contact with Allah. Buto ke ikse dunya mein har aashiq hua pagal. Gunao se sukoon paata, to kyu pagal kaha jate. Hazrat says, what a beautiful way Hazrat is giving us this dosage. And Hazrat says, all these people who got caught up with artificial love affairs in this world, all the idols in this world, whether it's our business, our cars, then worse, illicit love affairs, and a person think I'll get enjoyment. If I get that car, you'll see I'll be enjoying my life. If I get that business, if I get that woman,
But we have seen every person who has given his heart to everything else besides Allah, he became mad. So if there was enjoyment in there, why must a person become mad? He'll never, then a person should become the mad lover of Allah. Then he'll remain sane all the time. And he'll remain so healthy spiritually that he can't explain. So Hazrat is explaining us that we see how people have become mad today. And today with the technology, Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala save me first of all of us, as Hazrat teaches us the dua, we have to keep on reading. Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, Sabbit Qulubana ala Deenik. Wa Ya Musarrif al-Qulub, Sarrif Qulubana ila Ta'atik. That which manner the heart can change. That is why we need the Zawzit regularly and continuously. And Hazrat further explains that it's not just a person thinks, I don't look at woman, I'm okay. But further than that, bacho gande amal se, amrado se dur ho jao. Agar ye fail achcha tha, to khuda patthar na basta tha. And all faulty type of action and deeds today, if we just walk out of the masjid, we take out our phone and we're watching this movie, that movie. Now a person is enticed to masturbate, etc. And then getting involved with young lads, young boys, etc. And sadly, Shaitan has made the environment such that today in the schools, in the universities, even in the madrasas, a person has to be careful that you get so overtaken with young boys, etc., that you fall into the filth and dirt. That homosexuality. Hazrat says, if this was a good action, why did Allah rain down stones to the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam? And this is such a terrible action that a person loses his mind. And Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. That this is such an intoxication that people will lose their mind and they won't realize they're going towards filth and dirt. And it is such an upside down action that Allah showed, Allah made Jibreel alayhi salam love the whole nation up and throw them upside down. And tell today that waters, the Dead Sea, is so to say crying. And Shaitan has fooled us today. Today people are making products and say health products from such waters. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to realize that without the company of the friends of Allah, without the dosage of the zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat, we can never get peace. Our direction will be lost. Nahi mumkin ta unki raah mein mera kadam rakhna. Agar jazbe karam ki dil nahi koi sada paata. Hazrat says it was impossible if we didn't to put our step also in the path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only Allah's kindness. Allah has pulled us towards these majalis. Now it is we should beg Allah ta'ala. And Allah has taught us the dua, ihdina sirata mustaqim, which is our greatest need. All the time Allah has taught us this dua. But as our Hazrat explained, just in our faraz namaz and our wajib namaz, 30 times we read Surah Fatiha. But myself I'm talking of, not conscious that I'm making dua, ihdina sirata mustaqim, and not coming towards that path. Allah give me tawfiq, understanding and realization that we beg Allah to pull us, but we have to go in that direction. Then Allah's karam and kindness will be upon a person all the time. And Hazrat says that when you got this love of Allah, main thak jata hu apna dastan, dastan e dard se akhtar, magar main kya karu, chup bhi nahi mujhse raha jata. So Hazrat says, as a human being, I get tired to talk Allahu Akbar, to give a bayan, especially of the love of Allah. It takes lot of mental strength. We think the pious are just giving bayan, but how lot of mental strength and how much effort they have to put in. And that feeling that they give the bayan, what we can't imagine. That feeling of the ummah. And Allahu Akbar. So Hazrat says, I get tired as a human being, but when I see the condition of the ummah, where we are heading to, all in the wrong direction, everybody like that old man looking for his gold coin, where he lost it in the dark room of his friend. But there's no light there, he is looking for it outside under the street light. So exactly like that myself, we looking for peace and contentment in the shopping malls today, in all this, how Shaitan has fooled us with this modern technology, the bright lights in the casinos, in the discos, we even having our affairs, weddings all there, And so when the Ahlullah see us, what, where we are going, they say we can't keep quiet. We have to be saving the Ummah all the time. So we should be grateful and beg Allah Ta'ala to open the eyes of our hearts and keep us firm in these majalis and give us tawfiq to take that medicine. Allah give us tawfiq.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. فألهمها فجورها وتقواها، قد أفلح من تكاها وقد خاب من دساها. صدق الله المولى العظيم. One doctor, a student doctor or a qualified doctor, wrote to a Darul Ifta and asked this question. He says that when we study the human body, and it is shown to us, and from our experiments also we see that certain people have got certain genes which are more, certain hormones which are more. So because of that, whatever that is, this person becomes naturally inclined to the same sex. So like homosexuality, lesbianism, being gay, etc. So they become, so it's a natural thing. And we see it, and he says, my conviction is, I believe in Quran and Hadith, he's a Muslim, but this we see it with our eyes, it is like this. So then a person is not, he said that they explain, we are not responsible for the wrongs that we do, because it is in us, we are born like that. So now what is the answer? This baffles us usually. For many of us, we don't seem to have the answer, or we don't have the answer immediately at that time. Hazrat Maulana Bayezid Sahib Rahmatullah Ali Pandor, Maulana Bayezid Pandor, told Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali in one majlis that Hazrat, people speak wrong things. We know it's wrong, but we can't explain them. We haven't got the explanation for them, but we know it's wrong. And they sort of get away with it. So Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, very true. There are many times like that. So if we don't have the answers, doesn't mean there isn't an answer. If we don't see oxygen, doesn't mean there is an oxygen. I don't see your brains, you don't see my brains, doesn't mean you haven't got brains, I haven't got brains. So, but this question comes. Allah reward this Mufti Sahib who replied. He gave a very beautiful answer. And he said that all people are born with all these things. There isn't no denial. And this ayat of the Quran Sharif, if we see, it says فَأَلْهَمَهَا, that it, this ilham, this desire, this thing have been فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا, all the fujur. And at the same time وَتَقْوَاهَا, how to prevent ourselves also Allah has put it. So all these people, whether it was the people of Lut alayhi salam, that perhaps all of them, they had this more in them to go to the same sex, to be homosexuals, etc. This perhaps they had it all more, that's why they were so much. But doesn't mean they were they had the license now to do what they want to. Just like that, every person we find, all of us, if we think of ourselves, perhaps we haven't got the desire for liquor. That is also a desire which is in a person. But we have got the desire perhaps of pride. We have got the desire of name and fame. We have got some other desire. Some of us perhaps our anger. Some of us, alhamdulillah, anger is nothing really you have to manage. It is sort of managed. But some people, too much of anger. So they also have got something in there. So everyone, these things have been put in there. And that is the test. If it wasn't there, if we did not have the desire of guna, and all this list of guna is long. If we did not have that desire of that guna, then what was the imtihan all about? The test is that these desires are there. So it isn't some new discovery they have made today, that the person has got lot of these genes, more of that, more of that. These things were there all the time. If they discovered it now, doesn't mean that now it has come. And the answer the Quran Sharif gave, already when Allah revealed the Quran Sharif. So we should not be overtaken by these things. We should understand Quran Sharif has explained to us that these things will be put into a person. Everyone, different desires, different types of taqaza, demands of gunas. Somebody, whatever it is, a lifestyle, wonderful lifestyle, and even if it is at the cost of haram or anything, but I must have it, anything else, whatever it is, these things are within a person. So when they are there, then Allah Ta'ala in the same sort of breath, in the same ayah says, وَتَقْوَاهَا. And we have also given you that power and strength that you stay away, that taqwa, to save whatever that is. And this is also a rule of Sharia, and in fact it is a hadith, a person who perhaps fell in love with somebody. And if it happens sometimes with anyone, you can fall in love. A person can fall in love, in fact, like a person is haram to marry, like his own niece, for example. It can happen, and it happens also. You fall in love, but this person controlled himself. That is the thing. And if it was somebody that he could marry, but he was in love, but he didn't do anything wrong in that field. A person can fall in love with somebody else's wife. It just can come into a person. But this person controlled himself. And he dies like that, he dies as a shaheed. He gets the sawab of it. He didn't do anything, didn't inform that person. Nothing he did. He just controlled himself. And the more mujahada a person makes, Allahu Akbar. In fact, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written that when a person doesn't make mujahada to make his islah, and Allah wants his islah, then Allah Ta'ala brings such conditions on that person. And now that person has to make mujahada. And now he goes through all the difficulties, and then his islah gets made through that. So if we do it of our choice, that we make our islah will be made. And if Allah is determined and decreed, our taqdeer was written, that this person's islah will be made, but we are not making it, then some difficult, hard conditions come on that person. He makes sabr also, and in that way he learns his lesson, so to say, the hard way. And we many times speak also, that I learned my lesson the hard way. Had we learned it the easy way of choice, then it would have been easy for us. But we chose to learn it the hard way. And then we have to go through difficulties and hardships. So this is, we should not be influenced by shaitan. This is basically, the teacher is shaitan. And then, minal jinni wal ins. He's got all his agents, all different agents, which today unfortunately are not only the non-Muslims, but even Muslims have become his agents. And we also feel, and we also promote this idea that this person, now he can't help it, he just craves for drugs. And now he can't, there's an answer for that also. And even that craving of drugs or whatever else it might be, whatever haram, but Allah has given you that ability to stay away from it. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that every person, and Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has elaborated on it, from which all our Mashayikh quote from Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, that power, that himmat is within a person. If we don't use it, which is called himmat chor, that it is there but we are not using it, then that is our problem. It isn't then that it isn't there. Like for example, one beautiful anecdote is mentioned, two friends who were traveling in those days, not today, and this is also an important thing, I'm sure all of us know, we only learn of it much later. On one masjid board I saw this notice, and it was very, very thought provoking that today we have come into such a zamana that a person on his cell phone, he orders from the takeaway. And then he pays for it also through his cell phone. He's sitting in his place and it gets delivered here also. So in there they warned that sometimes you order from a certain takeaway who you are happy is halal. You are happy it's halal. But they, for whatever reason, they don't have the stock. There's somebody else in their circles who is more nearer to you, can deliver easier to you. They send a message to another takeaway. And those people deliver it to you. Now those people, maybe you also don't accept it as halal. But you just took it that I ordered from this, the person brought it and you accept it. So today, Zamana has become, it is a time like this, very, very dangerous times. Only Allah can protect us. Anyway, in those times, when there wasn't all this, two friends were traveling, and it came time for eating. So the one friend told the other one that I'll go and buy the things from the shop to cook. You gather the firewood from the jungle and then you make the fire. So he said, I'm very, very tired. I won't be able to manage it. So he said, all right, he bought the things, he went and get the firewood. He started making the fire. He told his friend, you peel the onions, slice the onions, peel the potatoes, wash the meat, etc. So he said, I'm very, very tired. I won't be able to manage it. He lit the fire. He did all that also. Then he told him, our food got ready, put the dastarkhan down, I'm very, very tired. I won't be able to manage that also. So he put that also down. He said, come eat now. So he said, I refused you so much. I feel ashamed now. How much am I going to refuse you? So he came to sit down to eat. So anyway, this is, he's got that himmat, but he's not using it. So just like that, we also have got that himmat to stay away from any and every guna. If it was not, Allah would never have made it for us on us to stay away from guna. No matter what guna it is, we have got that, but it is that we use it. And Allah give us all tawfiq that under all circumstances, wherever we are, it isn't that we are helpless, Allah has given that ability, and if we use it, then Allah's help also comes to that person. And this person soars to great heights after that. And if we are just like that lazy, we do nothing. And this laziness is such, Allah Ta'ala forgive us, give us tawfiq to make himmat and do what we have to do. Like two friends who were lying by the side of the road, and they had to, they were asking for a lift or whatever. So the berries from the tree fell down for them. So the one of them told a passerby, this berry, won't you take it and put it in my mouth? So much also he wasn't prepared to do. So lazy, it fell from the tree right by him. So he said that, why don't you tell your friend, he's there. So he said his friend is so lazy that his mouth was open and a dog was urinating in his mouth. He didn't even close his mouth. So lazy he was. So if we are lazy like that we don't want to do anything at all, then we cannot blame Allah Ta'ala. We cannot blame anyone else. Each one of us, every guna, we can stay away. If we say we cannot stay away, we are very helpless, then na'uzubillah, it will mean Allah is making zulam on us. That Allah is putting us into that situation which we haven't got the strength to stay away from it. But it is, and this is also the ploy of shaitan, that today everything is just easily available. To make effort, to make mujahada. In our madrasa, especially our akabir, how they studied, what sacrifices they made. Today we can't dream of that also. And this little simple things that we have to do, that is also too difficult for us. Allah give us all tawfiq to understand this, that this mujahada is absolutely essential for us. And if we make it, then we at least, the minimum is that this must be out of our mind, that these are things that we can't help. They are just natural things, and we get involved in them. May Allah make it at least that much comes out of us. And then further Allah give us tawfiq that we make this little mujahada. And this mujahada, little we start doing, Allah opens more doors for us. And if we don't, Allah starts closing the doors on us. Then it becomes more and more difficult. And a person today, the environment which has been set by shaitan, is that we sort of lose hope. When all the evil is spoken about, we start losing hope that what is happening. But if we consider, these conditions are not as worse as when the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came in the world. Those were the worst conditions. But with his efforts, slowly, slowly, Allah Ta'ala brought it that a complete change took place. The vast majority of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what type of a lifestyle was theirs before they accepted Islam? And it's almost impossible for us to imagine that such a transformation would have taken place. But it's a fact of history that nobody can deny that those who buried their daughters alive, those who committed the worst type of crimes, they became the pinnacle of character, of superiority, of the best qualities. They became the height of it. So this is all with that little bit mujahada. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا. So whatever desires of evil, they are there. They have been put. وَتَقْوَاهَا. And we have got it. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Now that person becomes successful who purified himself, who build that, you use that quality which is in him in order to stay away from all this wrong and this evil. He used it. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And that person was خَابَ, it a loss, total loss, who destroyed this ability, who did not purify himself, who did not use this capital which he has got. Every person has got that capital. It is like, I can take an example, a father gives his children, each one, he gives them 10 million rand, 20 million rand. Now those who go and destroy it, blow it up. And then within a year, 6 months, they are beggars. And those who used it correctly, and mashallah, where they reach. Just like that, this capital of taqwa, Allah has given every person. If we use it, if we don't use it, we destroy it. We just let it lie like that. Rain comes, flood waters come, sewage water flows over it, and it destroys it all. We are to blame for that. And if we use it in the correct way, in the right place, and we grow it, how much it can grow. So, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. That person has become totally successful. Aflaha is that Arabic word, falah, that every type of success which can be thought of, it comes in there. So if we use this ability which Allah Ta'ala has given us, and that person is totally, is in a total loss, who destroyed that ability, and that not, he did not use it. Then here Allah Ta'ala gives the example of the people of Thamud, who were a mighty strong nation. When it came to outward things, physical things, they were so strong that they carved their homes from mountains. In those days, without all this technology and this machinery, how from mountains, solid rock, and these are present till today. And you can even go onto it, I haven't, but you can go onto it on the internet and go and see it also, that all these sites are there, that in those days, it's really mind-boggling and unimaginable how they could have achieved that. So they had that ability, they used it there. But their ability to go against their nafs and obey Allah, which was also there, but they did not use it. Then these people were reduced to such a nation that the people of Thamud is Zarbul Masal. His example is given that such a strong nation, how Allah destroyed them. And he had destroyed them with the power of the wind. How the wind blew, and they got completely destroyed. Nothing was left of them. Just the ruins were left. Nothing else was left. And if we go closer, the Zimbabwe ruins. If a person goes and see it also, how it is built. And if you study the things, that what the underground tunnels were built, right here in Zimbabwe, right to the eastern coast, Tanzania and that side, tunnels underground were built till there, till the seashore. And the huge size of these ruins, and what it must be today, they are just ruins, of course. And this is also, Allah has kept this as a lesson for us. A person goes as a tourist and he goes and picnic there, and he just passes his time and sees. But what lessons we have to learn, what a hub and what a big center this was, what the rulers and those people who built it in those days, how they must have built it. How solid, how strong, it is still standing, though it is ruined now. but it is still standing. So what was it? The people of Samud, how they built their places. But when we did not use that natural quality which Allah has put into us, just to go against our nafs. These things are big things to build such buildings. That we proved and we did it. And on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah will say, you built all that, you couldn't go against your desires. And you fell prey to your desires. رَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ That you have that foolish person who made his desires his God. And we just cherish. And this also comes to that extent that when a person is in that condition, then no matter what happens, he just chooses his desires. He can see his destruction. When Abdul Muttalib, he was at the time of his death. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam offered him the kalima. He said, I prefer the nar alal ar. That I prefer the fire of Jahannam over this, that my people have to say that he accepted his nephew's kalima. That his kalima he accepted. Just imagine, he said, I'm prepared to accept the fire of Jahannam over this year. Or that the people will say that he accepted his nephew's kalima. So when this nafs is not looked after, is not worked upon. So this work of tazkiyah nafs is nothing small. It is very, very big. Maulana Zakaria, who was here, is Maulana Zakaria Marchi, and explained about all these drugs, about one person, perhaps if I remember correctly, it was his friend also, he became Hafiz of Quran, and a good Hafiz also. And in dunya also he excelled, he had a very good business, he got married, children, house, business, children, everything, but then he got involved in drugs. And he lost his business, he lost his wife, he lost his children, everything he lost. And how many years passed, and the parents also, what the whole family goes through. And then he says, when he spoke to him, he told him, see, you lost your wife, you lost your everything you have lost, just because of this drug. If today somebody offers you this, your family back again, your business back again, your children back again, and on the other side they offer you drugs, what will you choose? He came to that stage, he said, I'll choose the drugs. Our mind doesn't want to accept it. That can something. But this is what will happen. Allah protect all of us. Anyone can be, can go. So this nafs of ours is a terrible enemy that we have got. And it leads us on to this. But the main thing is that we must not fall prey to this propaganda that is being made. And it is being proven according to them with scientific facts. Here are the facts in front of you, that you can't help it. You are made like that, you're going to fall prey to that. Because we're not enlightened of our deeni side. So we also, it is like that. If a person has got that iman, he says he won't accept it, but he hasn't got the answer. He can't reply, but the answers are there, and Allah reward our ulama that how they have discerned things and how they have understood matters, and they have explained it to us. May Allah Ta'ala reward them, and let us understand that for everything there is an answer. And if we don't understand, like for example, that professor who told the students that the Quran Sharif, there are faults and errors in it, na'uzu billah. And the argument he presented, he said that Allah says in the Quran, ma ja'ala Allahu li rajulin min qalbayni fi jawfi. That Allah has not made for any rajul, any man, two hearts in his inside. Allah hasn't made. So why did the Quran Sharif say rajul, man? For no person Allah has made two hearts. Everyone has got one heart. So it should have been ma ja'ala Allahu li imri'in, for any person, li insanin, for any insan, there are no two hearts in him. So one young Muslim boy, put the answers on. He said, sir, that when a woman conceives and she has a child within her, now there are two hearts in her. Her own heart also and the child's heart also. Fi jofi, in the inside of that person. And for a man, and they speak about gender equality, one alim gave a good answer that I am prepared to accept gender equality, that equal, the genders are equal, the day men start giving birth to children. When man also conceived, man also, nowadays equality. Woman also give birth, woman, man also give birth now. And if till then he says, I'm not prepared to accept gender equality. So anyway, so how the choice of words of the Quran. Now if we don't reach that, and every letter in fact has got, when ulama wrote 40 volumes on Surah Fatiha, what must be in Surah Fatiha? If I don't appreciate my Surah Fatiha, if I just read it as I want to and I've got no time for it, doesn't mean the treasures are not there. They are there. I'm not exploring them. But what Quran Sharif has given us and what our deen has given us, Allah make us realize, understand, and let us associate ourselves with the ulama. Let us get the true knowledge from the ulama, and not only by books, but by personally being with them. Because this knowledge is not just words, it is what comes from heart to heart. That is what that knowledge is, really. We can go on the internet, we can go to libraries, we can read books till 2 in the morning. Alhamdulillah, we will benefit. But till that connection with somebody in that field, the real benefit that what is al-ilmu, that nur, al-ilmu nurun. You'll get ilm, but that nur you won't get. May Allah Ta'ala bless us and guide us to righteousness, inshallah.